When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So I'm joined now by Uachtaráin Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald. Mary Lou, you're very welcome to the show. I understand over in Parnell Square, you've all been reading your Art of War by Phil Hogan and asking people to lend the party your votes. Why?
Well, because the momentum is now out on the ground behind change, the need for change of government. And the momentum is with Sinn Féin. We felt it grow over the last week or so, and we can feel it intensifying. So we are saying to people, obviously, if you want a change of government, and I believe that is a necessary thing to bring solutions to the housing crisis, the cost of living issues, services that are falling short. If you believe in that change and you want a change of government, please come out and vote for Sinn Féin, because we can lead an alternative government of change. And Sinn Féin voters, we're asking, be sure to come out, young voters and voters that might be looking for change but thinking of others. We're saying on this occasion, lend us your vote, because we can actually do this, but we have to do it together.
Will it bring about a change in the complete sense of the word, or just partial change? You know, the kind of the tea leaves would seem to suggest kind of two of the three big parties, however it breaks down.
Well, look, I think the tea leaves are telling us that it is all now in the balance, and I think demonstrating just how profoundly the Irish political landscape has changed in recent years. And there are enough people out there who believe that we need new government, that we need change, that we need to change the government. And the question is now, two questions. Number one, does that vote come out in big, big numbers? And number two, is enough of it consolidate around Sinn Féin as the lead party that can actually head up the effort? So, just remember, Kieran, when this campaign began a few short weeks ago, and the two old established parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, believed that they would just have a handy number back into government buildings. We never shared that analysis. And I think as the campaign has unfolded and as the political conversation has deepened and as people have really thought about what the last 5 years has looked and felt like, all of the kind of the disappointment and the failures of the outgoing government, the thoughts of five more years of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, almost 20 years of Fine Gael. Once that reality has kind of dawned with people, I think just the open and shut case, as I would argue, for change is very, very obvious and has been a very powerful dynamic on the ground.
But again, I mean, one of those parties is going to find its way back into government buildings with you, if indeed you are in government, aren't they?
Well, not necessarily. That's why Friday matters. If people come out...
Yes, mathematically, you're right. But I mean, it would be an upset like nothing we've seen before in the history of this state in terms of electoral results. All the indications are... if it's going to be Sinn Féin, it's going to be Sinn Féin plus either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
Well, look, do you remember the last general election in 2020? And I mean, that delivered. That was a mould-breaking election in itself. I mean, not many people saw that result coming, and yet that happened. So I think that we shouldn't limit ourselves or make any kind of sweeping assumptions as to what the result is going to look like. I think it's all still, even at this stage, still very much live play. And it will depend on whether or not there is a sufficient belief and a determination amongst people to have a new government, to make a change. If people believe that, if they come out in sufficient numbers, if the Sinn Féin vote comes out, if we are lent votes from others on this occasion, well, then I think we can make it happen. And it's been the my objective and our objective through this campaign has been for this government of change without either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. And I've always said, like, that's our objective, that's our proposal. And now it falls into the hands of the people.
But even if we were to have a repeat of that unprecedented result in 2020 in terms of the popularity of Sinn Féin, what was that? About 24.5% of the vote is what the party achieved. Big, big increase. It was a successful day for the party. But even that wouldn't put you over the line on your own.
Well, look, we're running 71 candidates across the...
No, yeah, so you repeat that percentage vote, you'll have a better return than you did with kind of 37 TDs 4 years ago. But that won't get you over the line in terms of you still would need them. I kind of want us all to accept reality that next week we're going to be talking about a coalition and it's going to be two out of the big three.
Well, look, I live in reality too. And the first reality that you and I must embrace is the reality of tomorrow when the polling stations open. And these things are decided. The balance of these things are decided by those who show up and by those who don't. That's the bottom line here. And we'll know then into the weekend how the cards have fallen. But at this stage of the campaign, especially because we can feel just that appetite for change now consolidating out on the ground. My position as we're speaking this evening is to encourage people to come out and cast their votes accordingly. And then after the fact, when the votes are counted and the numbers are in, of course, everybody will have to take stock at this point. But at this point, the overriding, I'm out in Dundrum at the minute, just finishing up some work and some canvassing here. I've been out in Dúnlaoire, going to head back into my own constituency. And everywhere we're going, people are saying, right, we're ready for this change. So let's see what that looks like and how that expresses itself tomorrow on election day.
Out of the other two parties, I mean, Fianna Fáil is the compatible one, isn't it? The Republican Party, the party of the working class.
Well, I don't know if you were listening to Micheál Martin's interview last night. I think it might be a bit of a stretch to describe Fianna Fáil under the leadership of Micheál Martin as anything resembling the Republican Party. I thought his commentary was absolutely astonishing from the leader of a party that, in fairness to Bertie Ahern under his stewardship and Albert Reynolds and others, were very, very constructive in terms of the north of Ireland and always recognising and acknowledging the experience of Northern nationalists trapped in a sectarian state after partition. But Micheál Martin, it seems, doesn't believe that actually happened. Absolutely remarkable. And commentary, I'm sure, that will have upset and angered many people, especially Northern nationalists.
When you say he didn't think it happened, he knows partition happened. I mean, what do you suggest he is? What reality do you suggest he's denying?
I think he's denying the reality that the conflict arose in the north because of systemic discrimination, dispossession, that people were left literally high and dry in a state that was hostile to their very existence, their identity, and systematically denied them their democratic and their social rights. That's what happened. That's not my version of it. That's how it happened. And then, of course, the experience of conflict isn't singular. I know that too. I respect that absolutely. And I recognise it. And the whole premise of the Good Friday Agreement is a recognition of the different experiences, a recognition of partition and all of the discrimination and all of the disadvantage and the seeds of conflict that were sown. And I was really amazed, not just as the leader of Fianna Fáil, but as somebody who wishes to be Taoiseach, to hear anybody make commentary as delusional and, frankly, as disrespectful to Northern nationalists as that. It was jaw-dropping.
That's not going to stop you getting into bed with them next week, though, is it?
I am looking forward to people coming out in record numbers to cast votes for change.
I'm sure you are. It's not the question I asked, Mary Lou.
No. Well, here's my answer, Ciarán. After a century of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, my strong view is that in order for our country to progress, to sort out the issues in the here and now, to embrace a few hope and optimism, the vote for change is the way to go. And government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael for the very first time.
Can I ask you then one final question? Let's imagine for a moment that happens and you find yourself leading the country, you are Taoiseach next week or within the next few weeks. What, in your mind, would be the biggest barrier to implementing the Sinn Féin manifesto? I mean, is it labour force constraints? Is it kind of geopolitical issues? Is it economic headwinds? Is it kind of the end of neoliberalism and a return to protectionism? You know, what are the things that you think might stymie the level of ambition that Sinn Féin have?
I think all of the things you've listed there are things that to a greater or lesser extent will provide challenge and will have to be mitigated and calculated and navigated carefully and thoughtfully. But I think the initial challenge actually will be from within probably the system of governance and administration itself, because we want not just to deliver change, we want people to feel that within reasonable time frames. And I think because there has been a malaise in political leadership, because there has been really in so many areas just real inertia, a failure to innovate, a failure to push the envelope or to prioritise properly, I think we're our first job will be to actually speed the system up, to change order of priority and direction in some instances, and to make sure that people can not just, you know, in their heads have an idea of change, but that very quickly people start to feel that change in their pocket and in their lives. One of our objectives will be to have an early budget to ensure that €45,000, the first €45,000 of every worker is taken out from the USC. Every worker will benefit from that, but particularly lower and middle income workers, to see and introduce reductions for childcare fees. We want that done by next September, to start the process of reinvesting in our communities. And of course, from day one, to get cracking to actually sort out housing, the housing crisis that is blighting our society, our economy, and an entire generation.
Mary Lou MacDonald, Uachtaráin Sinn Féin. Mary Lou, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Ciarán. Slán leat.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.